yard eggs. They have a whole different flavor than any other eggs that you can buy at the grocery store. When we'd get them, now that we could do, we would get those from my grandmother's house. And my grandmother would be like, go get the eggs, go get some eggs for me in the morning, whatever. And we would be so afraid of those chickens because you'd reach under the eggs and they would peck at your hands and they would hurt. I mean, especially if you're only, 5 and 6 and 7 years old. But man, were they good. I know there's people in Decatur who have their own chickens in their backyard and they still get their own eggs. And my mother in North Georgia, they just have kind of gotten rid of their hens and chickens because they're kind of getting older and it takes some energy to keep up that kind of, animal farm, if you will. So they've just now gotten rid of them. But we used to eat their eggs up until, 3 or 4 years ago.
And so she was pretty much self-sufficient as far as food is concerned.
My grandmother was, yeah.
So did she, you said she farmed, did she have a garden?
Oh, a huge garden. Tomatoes, okra, corn, cabbage, broccoli, lettuce on the out, or actually she'd do the lettuce in between the corn so the deer and the like little rabbits and stuff wouldn't get to them. The radishes, like you've never, oh my God, as sweet and big as apples. They had apple trees everywhere too.
Oh really?
Did lots of apple trees, fresh apple trees. Oh, everything. Oh my God, in West Virginia, everybody. I mean, any way and every way that you can cook an apple, they do it,
like
because
what kinds
they're of so every apple fritters, apple pie. Baked chicken and apples, pork and apples, applesauce. Oh my God, you name it. I hate baked apples because sometimes that was all there was to eat.
Oh wow.
Fresh apples now, I could eat those all day long. And then my parents in South Florida, down in St. Augustine, they were the ones with the avocado trees and the orange trees and the grapefruit trees, mango trees. So, wow, it's so great. Both sides.
Did y'all ever have to can or do anything?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Major pickles. That was another thing my grandmother grew. Lots of cucumbers, sweet pickles, dill pickles, horseradish pickles.
Oh, that's interesting. So let's talk about the kitchen a little more. So what did she actually cook on?
She had a gas stove. It was similar to a gas stove like that. That's probably a type of reproduction of it. Just from growing up with her and my parents, I couldn't have anything else but a gas stove. I couldn't work on an electric stove.
What about some of the things you remember that she used to cook with?
Egg beaters, that kind that you, not the electric ones, but the kind that you held your hand. Mm-hmm. She whipped that all the time. Whipped her gravy with that. Lots of wooden utensils, wooden spoons, wooden forks. And they had a big compost pile. She always cooked also with a big milk jug or coffee can. Those old Maxwell House coffee cans in the kitchen where you put all the compost. And every night you would take it out to the outhouse where she still kept an outhouse. It never, it was still there even though they got indoor plumbing. And it was still usable. They would pour lye down in it, so it wouldn't smell, mm-hmm. Every 3 or 4 months. But the compost pile was next to that. So at the end of the day, that was like our chores. We'd go out and dump all the eggshells and the coffee grounds and, the celery roots and the onion roots and all those things that you'd put anything in there but meat, meat and toilet paper.
So how'd they cook coffee? Not cook it, make coffee.
That, you put it on the stove. It was, I don't even know what you would call it. Not a percolator, but it was something before a percolator. It just, almost like you just cooked it in a pot, except it actually had a little thing where you would put the grinds and it had like holes in it, kind of like a coffee filter, kind of like a colander for coffee. Mm. And it would just stew on the stove. Man, that was good too.
What about bread or anything like that?
She made all her own bread. All of it. Bread, biscuits, corn pones, cornbread.
What's the difference?